Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com. Welcome to the first of our podcast series for the 2015 AVN Awards. This is something we do every year. I threaten to do more podcasts throughout the year, but things always seem to come up. But this is a popular thing that we do every year, and this is part one of we don't know how many. Try and upload at least one a day for a while as we cover the 2015 AVN Awards nomination process, the voting process, go over the people that are nominated, the companies, etc. Something we always do. This first podcast is going to be a little bit of history for those people who haven't heard them before or forgot some things. We'll go over kind of the basics that we'll go over in the series. Hopefully people will come back and listen to this first one to kind of get a baseline. Briefly, who I am. I said I'm Roger Pipe. I'm an adult film critic, journalist, and publicist. I've been doing this for just about 20 years now. My website, RogerReviews.com, focuses on all kinds of adult entertainment, movies, websites, toys, adult news and PR, all kinds of stuff. For about 10 years now, I've been able to vote in the AVN Awards. It's a big honor. The staff writers, as well as some chosen outside writers, do get to participate, and it's something that I take very seriously and am honored to do. A couple years ago, I started this podcast series. People at AVN are gracious enough to allow me to do so, as long as I, you know, follow some certain guidelines and don't give away too much and keep it fair. They're very good to me over there, so I really appreciate it. And so far, you guys seem to like it, so I hope this one will be just as good. Maybe we can improve a little bit. I would like to make this interactive. It's going to be kind of a daily, maybe twice daily podcast. So if you listen to this and have any questions, any feedback you'd like to give, please drop me a line, Rog@RogReviews.com, or you can find me on Twitter, Roger, R-O-G-E-R, T, Pipe, P-I-P-E. You can follow me over there to get updates, to ask questions, to suggest topics, to, you know, compliment, criticize, whatever you'd like to do. That's the best way to do that. I would like to mention we did try this time sponsorship for this podcast. Our first sponsor, Twitter handle is Sawyer Cleavage, SawyerCleavage. I just read that out loud and totally get it now. It's very funny. He was gracious enough to sponsor us. Doesn't really want any websites plugged, just has a couple of topics he'd like talked about. He's a fan of porn and supports it greatly. So we appreciate him. We appreciate the sponsorship. It's something brand new we're trying. You know, the second one, if you want to sponsor, drop me a line or send me a Twitter direct message. We're starting at $5 a podcast. It's very cheap. We'll just find out where it goes from there. Okay, getting into the history of what it is we're doing here. This is voting for the AVN Awards, the 2015 AVN Awards, which take place on January 24th, 2015, as part of the Adult Entertainment Expo in Las Vegas. AVN is still widely considered to be the Academy Awards of Porn. It's a big event show, lots of fun. The award voting process is fairly massive. For those of you that do not know, the staff at AVN goes through everything adult-oriented, every release, thousands of websites, hundreds of websites, maybe thousands. I don't know, I have to ask them. Lots of websites, sex toys, all kinds of things, and they narrow it down to a little bit over 100 categories. The voters then vote for the nominees. One thing that's very important, and I will mention it over and over as we go over our ballots, it's a weighted voting system. So if there are 10 nominees in a category, 1 through 10 point-wise, so it does matter. You can't just pick a winner. You do have to do a little research. I know most of the writers personally, and they do spend for basically the next 6 weeks, 4 weeks now, we're down to four, just watching everything they can get their hands on so they can do a proper ranking. You could conceivably have someone who is near the top and then gets one or two really low ratings and it knocks them down. So definitely an interesting way to vote. I think it makes it more fair than just picking winners. Second, third through 15 all matter. I think it makes a big difference. Basically, we log on to a website, just so you know how we do this. We log on to a website. I've got all the nominees here in front of me, and you just reorder them in the order that you go. So the way I do it, you don't have to vote in every category. By the way, fun drinking game. Every time I say go ahead and take a drink and see how long it gets you before you're drunk. Basically, I do not vote in every category. I'll let you know some categories I won't vote in because I haven't seen enough of the material or because it's just not something I feel qualified to judge good from bad. We'll kind of go over that as we go. There you go. Take a drink. And then, so I do really try and do my research. What we do on this podcast is I don't give you my entire ballot. They don't want me to do that, and I wouldn't think that's fair. I won't often even give you my winners. I will usually give you two or three that I think are at the top of my ballot. And then also, I will on occasion tell you who I think is going to win, even if it's someone that I don't think necessarily should win. I will sometimes give you that. To that end, I will tell you one thing that I'm very big on is keeping things positive. Anytime a list comes out and awards come out, our nature is to, oh, that sucks. That list sucks. And I used to do that too. It's one of the favorite things porn fans used to have is to rip the AVN list. And I certainly think that's valid. But what I try and do here instead is to go ahead and celebrate those people who did get nominated, rather than bag all over their accomplishments. If we feel someone got missed, I think it's okay to say that. Hey, I think so-and-so got left off. I think that's fair, but what we're not going to do is knock the people who are nominated. So in your comments, I'm going to read whatever comments you send in, but I will warn you, if it's particularly negative, you know, if you say so-and-so shouldn't have been nominated, she's horrible, I'm probably not going to bother with that because I just don't think it's necessary and it's not productive. So we'll just keep that in mind. Some topics that have already come up. Houston Don and Sawyer Cleavage came up with topics we will be covering. Let's see. They suggested voting screeners in the form of links as opposed to physical DVDs. We will talk about that one. Companies sending titles in at the last minute. Some difficulties that can create. We'll talk about that. The process, we're kind of doing that. We will continue to do this. Comparison to other award shows, diversity of voters, surprises for nominations, or skipped over predictions. We always do those as we go. Let's see. Sawyer also wanted snubs and underrated performances of the year. I think you'll find a lot of underrated performances on this list, but I will also go over some that perhaps did get missed. And Sawyer would like a section on directors doing edgy or limit-pushing material. That's going to be a topic that I'm going to go ahead and cover throughout, Sawyer. So I really appreciate that one. I think that's good because porn has gotten a little bit bland, maybe cookie-cutter, and there are a few people doing sort of standout, edgy-type things. Okay, we're at about 8 minutes, so we're going to go ahead and do another shout-out to our sponsor, Sawyer Cleavage, first sponsor of the podcast. Drop me an email. You can do tomorrow's for $5. Anybody who wants to, $5. We'll just make it a nice, easy thing. In the meantime, also, obviously, if you go to rogerviews.com, any links you follow are either affiliate or paid sponsors. Really appreciate your support. This is what I do for a living, that and publicity, PR, pipelinemultimedia.com, with my partner Natalie Dawn. We do great things. So if you're a performer, a company, got things to promote, there we go. Drop me that line. There, that was our little commercial break. Let's see. Okay, going over some of my... I actually did notes this time. Keeping it positive. Definitely email me any feedback. Twitter DM me. However you need to get in touch with me. What you'd like to hear more of, what you'd like to hear less of. I will not go over every nominee in every category. That would take us literally the entire month. Don't have time for that. And I will tell you if I haven't watched something yet, but I am planning. We are getting lots and lots of boxes. And I do want to apologize if you can hear the leaf blower outside. The gardeners are outside, so hopefully it's not too loud. This mic and headset tends to be pretty good. All right, so the first topic we're going to cover is one that Don mentioned, and that was some companies switching to links and online streaming for reviewers instead of DVDs. Now, I completely understand it. The amount of DVDs that they have to send out is tremendous. The shipping costs are tremendous. So obviously, delivering it streaming makes sense from a financial perspective. I totally get it. That said, it doesn't work for me personally. I'm almost 50 years old now, 47. I don't really watch porn on my computer. I do a lot of writing on my computer, but I don't. I have a nice TV setup. I have a nice DVD player, and that's how I like to watch my movies. the main company that's doing it, obviously, is Evil Angel. They're trying to switch their overall screener list to a streaming, and I've been to their website. It's fantastic. The quality is great. You can watch the movies. I get it. There's nothing wrong with it at all. And again, I do watch every frame of every DVD. I will on occasion watch it at times two speed during a sex scene. If you've read my reviews, you know they're long enough without every single possible second. But I don't like some of the options available on websites. Some websites chop the scenes up into individual scenes. There are delays. There's just lots of reasons why I don't like it. I know that a lot of you listening, that's how you get your porn anyway. And I realize that's the future, and people think that DVD is a dying format, and that's fine. That's still my preferred method. Obviously, I'm not going to refuse to review anybody's stuff that's not sent to me on DVD, especially at awards time. I mean, I could certainly only review the titles that I've already reviewed, only vote in those categories. But you know, with Evil Angel, you're talking about too many. Too many categories. It's really difficult to just sort of avoid those categories. It would be too difficult, and also I don't think it would be fair. I really don't think it would be fair to skip a company that's that strong. So I'm going to try. I know in the future it's going to be really difficult. This has happened before. A couple companies went to online, and what ends up happening for me is I grab the first DVD that's on a stack. And that's what gets reviewed. If it's on the computer, I sometimes forget about it. I know I have a movie that I really wanted to review. I won't say what it was. It was a parody of a movie that I really wanted to see. A fun parody from a company that I like, from a star that I really like, and I downloaded it 2 years ago. I know it's there. I just never get around to watching it. And that's the kind of stuff that goes on. Again, I understand it from a financial perspective. It's just not something that really works for me, and I'm going to have to work around it and then kind of decide what to do in the future. I don't know if I can make a special request. I don't think that a company is going to want to just give people special treatment. I understand that. I don't know exactly what to do with that. So that's going to be challenging. I started watching a new release from Evil Angel, Kiana Dior, Busty Asian Cum Slut. Started watching it on their website, and the picture was fantastic, but I got about 15 minutes in it, and it's on a small screen, and I just wasn't feeling it, so I stopped, and then the DVD happened to come in this week. It's not an award-nominated thing, it was just the first thing I looked at when I looked at their site, and I gotta say, I'm halfway through the review of the DVD, and I love it. So, it's definitely a different experience for me. I don't know how you guys feel. So I guess I'm voicing my displeasure, but again, I totally understand it, and I don't expect it to change. I would imagine that a lot of companies will probably do it, and I know just for me personally, it just doesn't work. Not a fan of that particular move. So that was one of Don's categories. I promised Sawyer I'd do some of his topics. Snubs and underrated performances. I'm going to get to those, if you don't mind, as we go. Rather than go through the whole list, because each individual category, I think, has some snubs and some underrateds. As far as edgy material that's pushing the limit, let's finish today's podcast on that. The one that stands out, obviously, is Biscow. Bisco, formerly of Vivid, now of Girlfriends Films, is doing stuff that is definitely on the edge. Last year, he kind of raised eyebrows with a movie called Daddy's Girls with Maddie O'Reilly and Riley Reid. Maddie playing a blind girl. Some edgy relationships. This year, he's got a lot of nominations, but he's not the only one. This year, let's see, he's nominated for These Things We Do. His Austin Powers XXX porn parody, which is not edgy, but really funny. He's also nominated for Director of the Year. So, lots of good stuff there. But Daddy's Girls was really controversial and has kind of led to another thing that's happening is the incest-themed or step-incest-themed movies are big again. Some smaller companies were doing that already. Forbidden Fruits did a couple last year. Lots of clip store and smaller production companies are doing that sort of thing. But New Sensations has done just a ton of incest themed movies. I just reviewed My Sister's Got a Big Ass, I think was one. Brother's Point of View. They're doing a lot of that kind of stuff. So they're definitely doing edgy stuff. Otherwise, it's not... Porn's definitely changed. Where the sex acts themselves are not as edgy as they used to be. For a while, it seemed to be all about who could stick more things into more holes and all that kind of crazy stuff. Bukkake and gangbangs. Now it seems like people are telling stories or setting scenes that are a little edgier. Brazzers dropped their porn star punishment line because it was a little rough. I was actually just talking. Here we go. Here's another drinking game. Every time I name drop. I was meeting with Tim Von Swine and Mike John at Mike's house, and we were talking about Rough Sex, the old series from Anabolic Video, Rough Sex 1 and 2. It's been 15 years now. And how incredibly edgy that was, and how Larry Flint singled out Anabolic as trying to bring down porn with such a horrible, awful series, and how completely tame it is now. So as far as edgy stuff, you know, send me some suggestions of what you guys think. I think B-Scow is kind of on the cutting edge of that stuff for right now. All right, this one is running over 15 minutes, so we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. We'll start the actual coverage of categories with tomorrow's podcast. Once again, thank you very much. I'm Roger Pipe of RogerViews.com. You can check out the AVN website, AVN.com. Let's see. And just go to AVN Awards and click nominees. It will be a good thing to go over the list with us. We will do this again tomorrow. Thank you again to Sawyer Cleavage for sponsoring today's show. Sponsorship for tomorrow is available. Drop me a DM or email me, Roger@RogerViews.com. You can have three or four shout-outs to your website, to your favorite porn fans, porn stars' website, whatever it is you'd like. You can sponsor the show. If we sell out at $5, maybe we'll raise it and make a little money and maybe bring back the Roger Awards. Pay for the trophies with some advertising money, maybe. That's about it. I thank you for listening. Roger P. T. Pipe is my Twitter handle, RogerTPipe. You can follow me there, DM me, or drop me a line, Roger@RogerViews.com, to let me know what you think, what you'd like to hear, and any suggestions. Thank you very much.